Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Mila, and I'm 11 years old, and I'm from Portland, Oregon.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. I'm usually joined by my friends Fatia and Jada, but they couldn't make it this week. But I have our special guest all the way from Portland, Oregon, Mila. Da, 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 da. Who's been on the show before? A few times, at least. And Mila and I are in a book club together. A different kind of book club than some book clubs. We're in a book club where we read books together live, like as opposed to reading a book and just chatting about it.
Sometimes when we read them separately, we chat about them though later.
Yeah, because sometimes we'll read. This is with me and Mila and my mom, because Mila is my niece. And we read books together over Zoom. And then every once in a while, when we stop reading for the day, we'll commit to how many chapters we're going to read on our own.
Like for example, sometimes we read like five chapters together and then we read like three chapters alone.
And then when we get back together to read again, we kind of recap where we're at, like what's been happening. Yeah,
Last book
it's
we
pretty
read
fun.
was Daughter of the Deep.
Yeah, Daughter of the Deep by Rick Riordan. And I
It's
have
pretty
to
good.
say, without spoiling the ending, I don't have the sense that this is part of a series. I haven't seen anything that says that it's book one or that there's more coming, but it definitely felt like a start to a series. Didn't it feel like that to you?
Like a start to a series, but I feel like the ending like felt complete.
That's true. Yeah, it wasn't like a cliffhanger, but it definitely felt like there's more to come. But I wonder if there is or not. I don't know. I'm okay with standalones.
Me too. I read a lot of series, and most of my favorite books are in series, but like I really like the Baby-Sitters Club and Spy School series.
And when you're saying you like those two series, do you mean the graphic novel versions or the novel versions or both?
The Baby-Sitters Club, I like the new graphic novels. I don't read the old books because I like the new books more.
Yeah.
I am waiting for a new one, the next book to come out in the graphic novel series, which is Christie and the Walking Disaster.
Sounds fun.
And I also like Amulet. I just finished the series
That's a
and
fun one.
finished for good. And then High School, I like both, but I like the graphic novels more.
Yeah. I've been thinking about trying out reading one of the graphic novels. I haven't read either the series or the graphic novels for those.
There's a lot in the series. I'm on Spy School, on Ski Sc on Spot on Ski School, I think, the one where they do it at a ski resort. But I couldn't find the graphic novel, so I'm reading the novel.
Yeah, I think they just started doing the graphic novels maybe a year or so ago. So there might not be that many out yet. They're doing the Magic Tree House and the I Survived books as graphic novels too.
Really? I didn't know
Yeah.
Magic House. I knew I Survived.
Yeah.
I read a few.
And Wings of Fire too. There's a ton of book series that are now getting graphic novel treatments.
The Fire, I just finished the graphic novel series for now, so I'm gonna start reading the novel.
Well, I also mentioned on the radio recently that we had been reading Daughter of the Deep and was talking about the Battle of the Books out in Oregon. Are you plan you're planning to do that?
I'm not sure. I don't.
You're not sure.
I. The other years I've been doing it, I didn't really like it. I'm not sure if I do it yet.
But you like reading the books that they select?
I like reading books for fun. I don't. And also sometimes I just don't really like it because I think it kind of takes the fun out of it because I'm trying to take notes and stuff. I kind
That makes
of
sense.
reading the book.
Yeah, but they do have a good list of books, so you can use it as a reading list.
Sometimes I read the books themselves. Sometimes
Yeah,
I don't.
that's fun.
I've done it 2 years. I did 2 years of Battle of the Books in Abu Dhabi, which is where I used to live. I did it in fourth and fifth grade.
So you've done your time.
Yeah.
Now it's just time to read for fun. That's cool. So, what have you been reading recently that you've enjoyed?
Well, I started Cupcake Diaries. It's pretty interesting. I saw in my other library, but like I wanted to read the graphic novel version. And I saw the graphic novel version. It's kind of cool. It's like a cupcake club. And I have been wanting to do like a bakery, sell make a bakery where just buy stuff, so I thought it would be like good for ideas. And also, I really liked Evil Spy School. It is
Evil Spy School.
the third book in the Spy School series.
What's it about?
Okay, so there's an evil organization called Spydo. Then the main character in the book, called Ben Ripley, gets kicked out of school f in a paintball fight because he actually loads the cannon with a real bomb instead of a paintball bomb, and he shoots the principal's room. The principal doesn't die, but it destroys a bunch of stuff of his. And then, so he goes back to his regular school, his old school that's normal. And there, a spider agent gives him a job. He accepts it. And then they find out that there's an evil spy school called that's for spiders, young agents.
Oh, sounds fun.
It's pretty cool.
And you said in you have a huge stack of books by you right now. And you said there's one novel in there. Is that true? It's like all graphic novel.
That's not in that
Oh,
book.
that's in its own stack.
Yeah,
What's so I
it's
know, because you love graphic novels. You read a lot of them, as do I. Runs in the family. It's in our genes, I think. But
yeah.
what's the one novel that you're reading now?
Ski spy the ski
Oh, it's
the
the ski
ski
school.
spy ski school in the Spy School series.
Yeah, cool. Seems fun. You'll have to read those.
I really want to. But while I'm reading it, I think it'd be really cool if I read the graphic novel version of it. So I really want to read the graphic novel version of it. Just like my cousin doesn't like reading, so when he went to the library, he got me the books because he has like the whole almost the whole series there in his library.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I can tell you about a book I've been reading
Cool.
that I've been enjoying so far. I think I'm about halfway through it. It's hard to tell because I was reading it as a preview copy, so it's on my phone. So I don't have the book in my hand, so I don't have a good sense of how far I am. But I think, yeah, I'm about halfway through it. So this was a book, it actually came out earlier this month. So it's out in the world now. People can borrow it and read it, or buy it and read it, whatever they choose. It is called Taxi Ghost, and it's by Sophie Escabase.
Cool.
And it says it's by Kiwi Bird too, but I'm not sure what their role is in the book. Oh, I think they're the colorist for the book. I think I remember seeing that in the beginning of the book. So it is about a young woman. I'm pretty sure it's set, I know it's set in Canada. I think it's set in Montreal. And she one day starts seeing ghosts
Cool.
and finds out that it actually is something that runs in the family, that they have a history of people that are mediums in their family, so people that can see and engage with ghosts. But that it skips some generations and it comes on when a young woman hits puberty. So when she has her first period, she gets to see ghosts all of a sudden. It's an unexpected gift of puberty. And her grandmother was the last person in her family line to have this ability. And her grandmother is not fond of ghosts. Does not want to interact with them, like does whatever she can to not interact with them. And the main character, Adele, is interested in interacting with them and finding out more about what it means to be a medium and her family's secret lineage of mediums. And she discovers that there is this whole system of ghosts using people's vehicles basically as taxis. So getting rides around the city in people's cars. And you can kind of like figure out like people's certain routines. You could be like, well, this person always goes to like that dance class at 5 o'clock on Wednesdays. So I know if I want to go there, I can like take this car. So that's where the taxi ghosts title comes into play.
Oh, cool.
And so yeah, so she's at the part I'm in the book, she's met a ghost and she's trying to figure out how to help the ghost with something. And she ends up going to visit the grandson of the ghost to help with that. But I think it's really fun and interesting, different than other
Cool.
stories I've read. I like the idea of both, like the idea of like ghosts using people's cars and schedules as taxi services, but also just the idea of like a lineage of mediums. And I'm curious to learn more about the grandmother and like why she is so opposed to engaging with the ghosts.
Yeah,
Is
that's interesting.
yeah.
Like, ghosts are cool. Why would you wanna not? Maybe she thinks they're creepy or like has a
Maybe,
weird.
yeah, maybe she had some not as great experiences with them, or she just had enough experiences with them that she's like, I'm done. I've done my work. I'm retired now. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm trying to learn how to like crochet. So I also have this like crochet book I have.
Oh yeah, that's
Yeah.
cool. So before the radio show, Mila was mentioning that she likes graphic novels the most, and then novels, and that she doesn't really like nonfiction that much. But that book is a nonfiction book. Just saying. Do you know what else is a nonfiction book that you really love? Is cookbooks.
Fine. I don't like books that, like about animals and stories like that. Those are boring. I only like craft books and like baking and cake decorating books that are nonfiction. Speaking of that, I got the last book in the series of the Complete Cookbook for Young Chefs at my birthday.
Which one's that?
It's the baking one.
Oh, nice. Yeah, those cookbooks are good.
Yeah, they're really good. They're the like the only good kids' cookbooks that actually challenge me.
Wow, that's cool. Have you made anything from it yet? I know your birthday was just the other day, so hasn't been
No,
that long.
I haven't made anything. I also got a cake decorating book. But
Very cool. You could make
the
your own cake.
yeah, are there any books you've read that you haven't liked?
Have there been books I've read that I haven't liked?
Yeah.
Yes, I think. So I'm at a point in my life, and I'm not in school, so I don't have to read anything that I don't want to. That if I'm not enjoying a book, I'll often just put it down and start a new book. Because there's enough books that I want to read that I'm not like, I don't have to finish a book. But yeah, I've read books over the years that I haven't enjoyed. And I guess because I read a lot of picture books too, those, if I'm not liking them, I usually still finish them because they're so short. It's like before I know that I don't really like it, it's over. But occasionally I've put them down if they're like longer ones. But yeah, most books I read I enjoy because I try to pick out books that I've heard are really good or read seen good reviews about. And then yeah, I just stop reading it if I'm not enjoying it. How about you? How often do you read books that you don't like?
Well, graphic novels, it's very rare because like I read a lot of graphic novels. If I read like in this Lord Alone is probably like 10. I'll probably finish them in like a week. So I read a lot of graphic novels, and so like I just came from the library and I already have finished 3 of them. And so I would say graphic novels it's like barely, and then like novels it's like sometimes, like for example I didn't really like A Wrinkle in Time that much.
Oh,
I didn't.
What?
Dang
I love A Wrinkle in Time. So good. I wonder if you'll like it more if you read it again as an adult. I don't
the
know.
graphic novel version, maybe I'll look
Oh,
that.
maybe. Yeah, you should read the graphic novel one
For
and then
me,
report back.
sometimes for me, it's not that I don't like the book, it's just that it's too complicated for me to understand. Sometimes I read the graphic novel version first. That helps me understand. Then I read the novel version. That makes sense.
Yeah. A Wrinkle in Time is a very different story, and it's got a lot of twists and turns and like really weird stuff. So I could see how it could be a little confusing at times. I don't mind getting confused too much, so it works for
Like
me.
to understand what's happening. That's why I
Yeah.
like I, that's why I like having graphic novels, because it helps me understand what's happening. But like the pictures help my imagination, and I changed my imagination a little bit from the pictures.
Yeah, pretty fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get on a roll with the graphic novels and it's hard to switch over to novels. But
Yeah.
I often find that I actually, when I find like a really good novel, it sticks with me sometimes more than the graphic novels in some way as like my favorite reads of the year are often novels as opposed to graphic novels, but I love graphic novels and I love reading them. And I enjoy reading them a lot.
There's some books like I also wish could be turned into graphic novels slash novels, like some of like my like some like TV shows I like and stuff. I wish they could be turned into graphic novels. That because I think that'd be really cool.
Maybe they will.
Or some books I like to be turned into TV shows. That'd also be cool.
Yep.
Though usually the book is better than the show.
Yeah, probably. I'm trying to think if I've watched anything recently that was based on a book that I've actually read. Because I've watched some things that are based on books, but not books that I've read
Yeah.
recently. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I really watch. Oh yeah, me. I've done one. I watched the movie Wonder, and
Oh,
I
yeah.
read the book.
I still need to see that movie. Was the movie good?
Yeah, it was
But the
pretty
book's
good.
better.
The book is pretty better. I like the movie. It's just hard to like, and it's kind of cool, but like. I like how it's easier to imagine what the boy's face looks like, because I've never seen somebody who had the face that looks like him, that well looks like. But in the movie, you can't even really make it out because they just use makeup to make him look weird. They
Yeah, I
did a
think
really good job.
for me, I kind of liked in the book that you know that the character has some kind of facial deformity, but yeah, you don't know exactly what it looks like. And somehow I liked that about it. Sometimes I don't want to have a full image, or it feels too much like a mask or makeup. Like it's hard for me to see him as like the actual character. Whereas in the book, I can just picture him in my head.
Yeah, that makes sense. The only thing I like about the movie more than the book is when he like at the beginning of the movie he has like a helmet on, so you can't see his face. And when he takes off his face, his helmet, it's like wow.
Takes off his face.
Takes off his helmet,
No.
it's like wow, because you weren't expecting it.
Do you have anything that you're most excited for coming up to read or any other bookish thing? Like it could be a movie based on a book or a show based on a book.
I'm excited for Christie and the Walking Disaster to come out.
Oh yeah, for the Babysitter Club.
The sad thing is I'm like kind of late on the list for in the holds. So I'll probably have to wait like a month after it comes out to actually get it. I guess it depends on how long people take for it. Could be several months.
Hard to say what, especially with graphic novels, because sometimes, like you said, you just brought home some books and already read three of them.
Yeah, but the thing is that I'm not gonna return them for a while.
What? No, I'm just kidding. Because you're going to read them again.
No, until I go to the library again. I
But you
only
probably
read.
won't have them out the whole loan period.
Yeah, usually not
So.
the one I've. I usually only have books out the whole loan period if I temporarily lost and I found it again, or if I keep on reading other books and getting distracted. I like the Dora of the Deep. I read it one day after the I returned it one day after the loan period. But it was also a shorter loan period than usual. It was 2 weeks instead of 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was an OBOB.
Well, I hope you don't have to wait too long for your Babysitter Club book.
Yeah. And also, a bookish thing I'm doing is like there's this thing in the library, like where you like come with up with ideas for the li to help the library. It was yesterday I was going to do it, but they canceled, so I have to wait. And it only happens once a month, and it's happened 3 times. So now I'm only gonna have 2 times, and I have to wait for the next for a month. It was yesterday. That's so I got the books instead, which. And I had a really good idea for the library because I wanted to like find like a picture book and like turn it into like a play for the library.
That's fun. We had a program like that at our library once. Kids really enjoyed it. Actually, one of my or two of my former Bound by Books co-hosts were in the program where they took a, I think they took a fairy tales or folk tales and made a little play as a group. It was fun. I think
Yeah,
that's a
you
great
like
idea.
choose ideas, and that's what I wanted to do. But like I couldn't tell that to people because I didn't have the meeting.
Yeah, well, it's hopefully next one.
Yeah, it's in a month. One day less than a month.
Very cool. I hope all your program support dreams come true. Yeah.
Yeah.
And for tweens and teens out there listening to the radio right now in the Hudson, New York area, if you have ideas for library programs that you'd like to see happen, you should reach out to Tracy, my coworker at the library, who organizes all of our programs. She would love to hear from you and see how to help make your program ideas come true. So you
I
can
wish.
reach out to her at programs@hudsonarealibrary.org, or you can stop by the library and say, "Hey, is Tracy here? I'd like to chat with her." And she will.
I wish we could do something like that in our library, because I have good ideas.
Well, it sounds like you have this opportunity.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. Awesome. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time for today. So we're gonna have to say goodbye. But it was lovely talking with you, Mila.
Yep.
And everyone out there listening, we hope you have a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.